Okay, what is going on YouTube? Good evening to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And Sam, of all of the double game week talk, for all of the Stones, Diaz, Sterling or Gundogan, who were you going to have? All the Everton assets, the one to have was a certain Josh Meyer, who currently, just as we were going live, has scored his second goal at Goodison. Is it Goodison or Craven Cottage tonight? It's at Goodison,
it's at
isn't
Goodison.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
At Goodison Park, owned by 1,078. FPL managers, managers captained by 66 of those managers. So
probably all his
WTF
mates.
Is what's going on.
Just his mates, isn't it? It's him and his mates, and his mum and his dad.
That is a team selected by a percentage of 0.01. So
it.
If you wanted a differential for this
I
week,
it.
I listen. Nobody at all even mentioned this guy. But where's he? Genuinely,
Sunderland.
Where's come he come from?
Sunderland.
Sunderland. On loan or what? I've literally never heard of this guy.
All I do know is that I love it when this happens. Like when it's some rogue out, like somebody that nobody's talked about, nobody owns, does really well like this because
crazy out of nowhere.
And also, but in your as an FPL manager in your head, you're not going, oh my god, how much is this costing me in rank? Because it's costing you nothing because nobody's got
correct.
It. So
yeah,
you
correct.
Can just enjoy it for the fact that he is so happy.
How many of those 66? Forgotten his name. Meyer captainers are above you, do you think?
None.
Not many, I'd suggest. Yeah, not many.
Probably, like, I mean, well, what's the chance here? There's 7.8 million players in the game, 66. I mean, maybe one?
Pretty good chance they're mostly below you. But listen, guys, welcome to this next episode of FPL Family. We are mid, not only are we mid-game, literally, because Everton and Fulham is still going on. So if we get any goals in that game, guys, let us know in the chat. Some FPL news worthy of notes. Looks like James Rodriguez just gone off with...
I was just watching it before we
yeah,
came.
Yeah, what happened to him?
I honestly couldn't tell you. He okay. sort of went in a tackle and did this sort of James thing where it sort of almost looked like he kicked himself. But at the time,
nice.
I'm not really sure whether he's actually... He limped around the pitch feeling looking a bit sorry for himself like James does when he's had a tough game.
Yeah. 2-0 down and James is injured. What a shock.
But I'm not really sure if it was an injury-related sub or if he went off for a tactical change. Because it seemed to be that they were thinking about a tactical change and then he's hurt himself. So who knows?
Yeah. Well, listen, well, we'll talk about... Obviously, we won't talk too much about that game because we've not been watching it, clearly. But we will discuss all of the double game week action so far. And I have to emphasise so far because we've got some fixtures still to go, right? We've
got
fixtures.
Big night tomorrow.
Big night tomorrow
Come
with
on.
West Ham. You've got three West Ham in your team, which will be...
I've still got three hammers.
I know. We'll be talking about your team, my team later on, how we're getting on this week and how our overall ranks are affected by that. Someone in the chat has said, where's the shirts? This was not on purpose, guys. We genuinely haven't done this on purpose, but... Yeah, neither of us feeling much
play.
Like...
Well, also, we didn't play today. Mine's in the wash.
Well, that's it. I normally
genuinely,
wear mine on game day.
We wear them on match day. So I'll post you a picture of on Instagram later. We had them on yesterday. And they're both in the wash today.
To be honest, I'm feeling like
I'm
not wearing mine
luck.
Much over the rest of the course this season. Honestly, I don't know what's going on at my football club, but we'll talk about that a bit later on. But yes, you find us in slightly solemn mood, guys, because not only can Liverpool not get a win for... anything at the minute, but Spurs also struggling for wins and for points as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't feel like this is a bit of a dip out of the
cart?
A couple of defeats
like
in the league? What's going on?
We'll get to it later, but I actually thought we were all right. I just think Man City were Man City,
and I'll tell you what, they have been phenomenal and continue to be phenomenal. And
okay.
those around them obviously dropping points. I mean, if you can consider us still in the title race, we're dropping points. Of course, Leicester get the points.
Title race?
Manchester United drop points to West Brom this week, just today. So Man City must be looking down upon what's coming up and thinking, we are going to absolutely blitz this. And that is the title, guys. You'll see it in the thumbnail. Is it theirs to lose? Is it Man City's title to lose now? I want to know your comments in the live chat. I'd like to know your comments in the comments section below if you're watching the replay of this video. Is it now City's title? Is it? What do you think? Yes or no?
I think it probably
I
is
I think
now.
It probably is as well. But
it's
let's get in the chat. Let's
too
find
many
out.
Teams just dropping points left, right and centre.
They seem to be, don't they?
Happy Valentine's Day as well, everyone, by
yes,
the
way. Yes, of course. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. We shouldn't forget that. Let's get into the chat, Sam. Let's see who's in. Bossman525 is in. How are we doing? Very nice to see you. Alex Bridgeford is here. Nice to see you. John Tyner. Are you talking about Gundogan? John, we absolutely, at some stage,
we will
be talking about Gundogan. No doubt about it. a lot of rhetoric this week about whether you should have Sterling or Gundogan, and I actually was punting for Sterling. I thought Sterling...
Yeah, you did given, say that to me, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the way
that...
You
said you got a free transfer, do Salah to Sterling.
Yeah, I know. I read an article on Fantasy Football Scout about how weak both Spurs and Everton were down that side. Now, the Everton game may play out like that, but actually Mourinho came, he just bought the game, didn't he? He bought Tanganga into the game, said to him, look, listen, be strong, you're quick, use your pace, don't worry about getting forward, just defend against Sterling. Actually, a lot of the threat came down the other side with Bernardo and Foden and Cancelo in that little triangle that gave Ben Davies some nightmares. But actually, Tanganga on that side did a reasonable job on Sterling for a majority of the game.
Yeah, I agree.
Casey Skinner is here. Hey, Casey,
hey, Casey,
nice to see you. Hope you're well. Hope
they
your families
also won't
are good.
Be happy, though, will they?
They won't be happy up there. Big Liverpool family. So, yes, not happy in the same way that I am not happy. Sonny Forsberg is here, one of our patrons. Hey, Sonny, very nice to see you. Speaking of patrons, Andrew Yee is here. How are we doing? He says, title race brackets almost over and relegation battle all but over. It's looking that way, isn't it? If we're saying City have won the league, are we saying that the three teams that are down there are looking dead and buried? Certainly West Brom.
Well,
so, despite the point today, they're still looking pretty
sure. The thing is, I think the other teams that were in and about down at the bottom are starting to improve. Like, we're seeing some massive performances out of Brighton lately, who we'll talk about later.
Very good. Yes,
so those clubs
impressed.
That were sort of in and around that, could they get dragged back into it, have gone, no, I'm not having any of that, and they've pulled themselves out of it. So the bottom three, they're looking, it's looking iffy for them, that's
looking
for sure.
Iffy. A super chat from Stealth Panda. Hey, Kens, how are you doing, mate? Nice to see you. Hey, guys, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, mate. Hope yous are okay. Maya... This lad, Josh Meyer for Fulham, was on Sunderland Till I Die. And it was great too, I recommend. So I think that's a Netflix show, isn't it, Sunderland Till I Die? Or is it Amazon Prime Video? I think it might be Netflix, actually.
Not sure.
So if you've got Netflix, you can check out Sunderland Till I Die. Apparently this kid was on here. So there we go. A bit of ITK there from Kent.
Is it Madger? They were saying Madger on the
TV.
Is
it Madger? I've got no idea.
The commentator said Madger, but it might be wrong.
We'll go with Madger.
It's the commentators, you know, they are.
And Stealth also says, Gondo, the hero, and what is Alisson at the moment? His head is gone, Kent. His head is gone, mate. And I think Kens is a Liverpool fan, right? So, Kens, love to know your opinion in the live chat. But yeah, it does feel like Alisson is not in a good headspace right now. If there's one player we need to be in a good headspace right now, it's Alisson. And the games are going to come thick and fast for Liverpool. It's the Merseyside derby next. So goodness me, I mean, that's either going to really motivate them or it's just the worst game to go into. I honestly don't know. Well, they've been good up until today and then get beat by, you know, Madger Meyer.
They are gettable at. Their defence is, like, you saw Spurs put four past and we don't put four past anyone.
Let's see. Liam Healy is here. How are we doing, Liam? Evening, Liam, Sam. Not a good weekend. And I think that's mainly, I'm not sure if that's an FPL statement or whether that's a Bristol City statement for Liam. Liam over in our Slack. Bristol City took a bit of a battering, I think, to our local club, Watford. I think they went to Vicarage Road and took a bit of a spanking in. Sorry about that, mate.
I hope Joe wasn't in there giving him some stick.
I hope, yeah, Finley Badder giving him some stick
slack
in the
slack. Derby, was it?
A bit of slack stick, who knows? Stealth with another super chat. Thanks, Ken. Yes, LFC fan. Yes, I thought you were, mate. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we'd love to hear your opinion, mate. What do you think's going wrong at the club? We'll talk about it in a bit more detail later.
What's
on.
What's going right at the club?
Dylan Williams is here. Gavin Doyle is in. Hey, Gavin, nice to see you. Mark Dorney's in. He says, evening all. 81 points so far. Oof. Nice start from Mark.
I haven't counted, but well done.
John Robert Knight, I got 87 points. Guys, some good scores knocking about here.
I'd be interested
very nice.
To know those scores with how many to play.
How many to play? Anybody with any West Ham players? You were expecting West Ham to do pretty well against Sheffield United. Then, of course, we've got Everton and Man City and all the rest of them to play double. So, listen, plenty of football still to play in this game week, guys. If you're not up in the 70s and 80s, like Mark and the guys in the live chat, do not worry. Plenty of time to go. Super chat from Nehal. Thank you, Nehal, for the super chat. Ali needs a game off to sort himself out. Gundo cap, and I don't think he means Delhi. I think he means Alisson.
I was going to say, I didn't think Delhi was that bad.
No, Alisson, does he need a game off? Yeah, possibly, but then you've got to play
Adrian.
The kid, haven't you? Well, he's going to play Kelleher, isn't he? He's not going to play Adrian, he'll play Kelleher. So, Nehal had Gundo captain as well this week, so fair play. That was absolutely Gundo, despite limping off with a bit of an injury, which we'll discuss in a second. Was the captain to have, certainly was so far, the captain to have this game week. Two goals and assist for Gundo in what was another very, very good performance from him. Very good. Jagan is here. Jagan, very nice to see you. Teddy Usher, 82. With 8 to play, Sam.
Yeah, you see?
That is nice.
Now, that is lovely.
That is very nice
that
indeed.
That is guaranteed 100 club there.
There we go. And Imran Saeed, 94, Sam, with yes. 7 left.
Yeah, you see? Now, that's Oof. What you want.
That is good. Very, Perfect. Very good. Tyler Scott, 109 points with 4 players, including Captain Gundo left. Goodness
me. Is anyone got Aubameyang in those, I
very,
wonder?
Very good. Has anybody got Aubameyang? Yes, we'll be talking about him a bit later on as well. Is he back? On the radars, who knows? Alex Bridgeford, 100 club here. Very nice, Alex.
Nice,
very
nice,
good.
Nice.
David Manuel says, all hail King Lowton. Lowton.
What a hero.
15 pointer. Was it 15 or 12? Was it 15 pointer for Lowton?
It was a ridiculous number I remember seeing that he's not scored for, and then he's just popped up with this goal.
Bossman 525, Lowton the legend. There's a few Lowton owners out there tonight. Fair play if you've got Lowton. Absolutely sensational.
I mean, to be fair, I was happy with Pope, but if you've got Lowton, and some people have got Lowton and Pope, absolute legends.
Very nice, very nice. Mark Wall is just saying, Obama, no. Obama, no. He's quite clear. He's quite clear there, Mark. He's saying, Obama, no. Not feeling it. Mark Joshi is in. He's saying, I captain Lowton. I can't believe it. No, I'm not having it.
People will have done.
I'm not having it, you captain Lowton.
People will have done.
No chance.
Yeah, they will
no
have done.
No chance. Mark Joshi, if you genuinely have captain Lowton, well done, mate, but that is... insanely risky pick if you are.
There's a lot of Pope captainers, that sort of thing out there.
There was, wasn't there? There was, no doubt about it. James Ward is saying he's the new Lord Lundstrom. Well, I don't disagree. I don't disagree. Well, listen, plenty more football
Lord
chat Lundstrom. Where that came from.
Lord Lundstrom.
Yeah, who is the new... are we saying Dallas was the new Lord Lundstrom? I thought we were
well,
going for Dallas.
Well, I don't know. He got minus one today.
Minus one for Dallas this week. Anybody playing Dallas this week? Had a stinker.
Josh
minus
played
one.
Him.
Got the book in as well, just to top it off. Not good at all, but... You're definitely keeping it for that double coming up, aren't you?
Well,
definitely
yeah.
keeping it for that. Definitely keeping it for that.
I tell you what, you want to see... Normally, I say you want to see my bench because there's a load of points on it. This week, which was due to be my bench boost week, you want to see it. There's nothing on it.
Nothing.
In fact, there's minus one on it.
So you were considering the bench boost this
yeah,
week?
Yeah, I feel like I've dodged a massive FPL
wow,
bullet.
Wow, okay.
The only reason I didn't hit it was because I've got flags on, obviously, Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Everyone was flagged, yeah.
Antonio... Diaz, because I had so many flags and even Pope for a while, I was like, I can't play it this week. But actually, in my head, I was like, oh, I really wanted to.
Yeah,
my
totally.
Goodness, I got one, and minus one on it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, so
bench boosted for one.
The bench boost chip, you feel like it's burning a bit of a hole in your pocket? You sort of itching to play it, or?
Well, no. Well, a little bit.
And
only
yeah.
because I've got two playing keepers at the minute, and I'm planning to not have two playing keepers for much longer. So
right,
I'm kind
okay.
of a bit like. It's just, it might happen this week coming.
Is one of those playing keepers Alex McCarthy?
Yes, it is, yes.
Goodness me, Saints in bad form. 6 straight defeats
yeah.
for Saints. Not looking good.
But equally,
not looking
they have
good.
Got a double next week. So for a bench boost keeper, even if he gets 2 and 2, that's still 4 off the bench.
Is that enough for your bench boost chip, though? I don't know.
Well, it is if the rest of them go mental.
Super chat from Nahal. Thank you. Any news on Antonio? Gundo won't play Everton, in my opinion. We'll talk about Gundo and what looked like a groin injury to be confirmed. I think I haven't seen any news, unless you have. But
Pep said it didn't look that bad, but we'd have to wait and see.
Okay, pretty much rules him out of... Do they play a Champions League game before the next game?
No.
Presumably not.
No,
their Champions League is obviously a week after
yeah.
ours, right? Yeah, because Liverpool do play.
They're in the other side.
This week, as far as I'm aware, against
yes,
Leipzig. Not in Germany, in Hungary, interestingly, because of some of the COVID travel restrictions.
Gladbach in...
In a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah.
yeah, a couple of weeks' time. Yeah, oh, of course. Hence the double game week this week. Of course, absolutely. Any news on Antonio, though? Have you seen anything?
Yes, he was back in training.
Okay.
So he has trained.
I think
with Antonio, because it's a Monday night game, and therefore he hasn't actually played now for a week.
Okay.
I think he'd be okay.
I worry about him a little bit, though. Maybe let's just touch on this here, because obviously we haven't got a West Ham game to talk about when we get to the fixtures. I do worry about him, though, because he is, honestly, like, every time I see him sprint, I'm like, oh, don't sprint, because I just feel like his hamstring can pop
Ping.
At any moment. I just feel like he's a muscular guy, right? And obviously,
yeah.
bit in the way that kind of Adama Traore is a little bit, I don't know, maybe I'm kind of stereotyping muscular guys here. I wouldn't know much about that myself, I hasten to add. obviously, their muscles are so highly tuned, these guys.
Yeah.
When Antonio sprints, you just feel like he could ping a hamstring at any moment.
I don't know.
Because of that, I do worry about him a little bit in the FPL team. I'm not saying transfer him out yet, but I do have a bit of a concern over him, I must say. Do you share that or not?
I'm not sure. I mean, I have I think the thing for me is I have three West Ham players, which always feels like a little bit... It feels like a little bit too many. I mean, they've been in really good form, so it's okay. But I can see myself losing Antonio for the likes of Ollie Watkins over the next few weeks because of the double game weeks that we're going to have coming up for Aston Villa and because I'm going to want certain king of FPL back in my team.
Mr. Kane will be back in your team, I suspect. But the West Ham fixtures do look tricky as well. They've got Spurs next, of course. And then it's Man City away. Then Leeds in... Would that be the double game week? Let's have a look. No, that would be Man City, potentially, if they were going to have a double game week. Then Leeds, Man United, Arsenal. So the fixtures do look tricky. So to be trebled on West Ham might be something you start to think about coming off, potentially.
Particularly at a time where other players... I know that Watkins blanked this week, but you know, with all the doubles that he's got coming up, it does feel like I'm going to end up back in the Watkins web.
Okay. Any love for Ingsy? As he's in tonight, he's saying Ings scored tonight, despite Saints' current malaise. Ings back on the score sheet, double game week next week. You're thinking about it, aren't you? You're thinking about it, I can tell.
I don't think I can afford Danny Ings and Harry Kane.
Okay.
There's certain priorities that have to be...
You just have to have Kane in your team,
don't you? There's certain priorities that need to be met.
Pac-Man's in, he's saying Ings is a trap, don't even go.
I just hate... Yeah, I mean, I just don't know how far we trust Southampton at the minute. And I might have a Kyle Walker-Peters shape problem, as he went off, didn't he?
So. Yes, Kyle Walker-Peters.
I've held him all this time, throughout his whole injury, I've held him for this blooming double game week. He comes back for one game and gets injured again. What a plot.
Wow, let's briefly touch on that then. Here's the games from today. I'm just going to refresh this page because it hasn't got the Everton score on it. It has now. 2-0 at Fulham. Absolutely incredible
score. Has it finished?
No, still going on, I think. The guys will tell us, I'm sure, if there's any more action in that game and or when it gets to full time. But it's still Everton 0, Fulham 2. But a quick touch on then Southampton 1, Wolves 2. Because, obviously, as the title of this video suggests, we are, you know, we've got one eye on Southampton assets, no doubt about it, for next week's double game week. Leeds, of course, feel like most FPL managers are stocked up on Leeds in either 1, 2 or 3. I myself have got Dallas and Bamford, and I don't think I'm going to be adding to that, but we'll talk about Leeds later
Rafinha
on.
Rafinha looks nice.
Well, Rafinha does look good, I must admit. Picked up an assist from the corner, didn't he? One of the corners today. So yes, did look all right. However, Saints though, 6 defeats back to back. Can we back them going into the double game week?
Well, I mean, I'm on 2 of them.
Yes, absolutely. Go on. So you're on Kyle Walker-Peters and McCarthy, the double defence, which doesn't look great right now. Especially against Chelsea. It's Chelsea and Leeds, isn't it? Chelsea at home, Leeds away. I mean, I don't see them keeping clean sheets in either of those.
No, do I. but equally, I was at a stage a couple of weeks ago when the double got announced where I was like, well, I've got 2 of them. I'm not going to take them out, am I? Like, I've got 2 that are about to play twice. Kyle Walker-Peters has always got a bit of attacking threat in him. And actually, before Kyle Walker-Peters got injured, defensively, Southampton were quite solid. Yeah. And then since then, they've been on the ropes, to say the least, without him.
Well, certainly I think Romeo's been unavailable at certain times as well, but certainly Walker-Peters, for some reason, just provided that imbalance at the back. There's no doubt about it, they did miss him.
They did, yeah.
He's come back. Have they rushed him back? I don't know. Not close enough to say, but he's obviously picked up the injury again today. Let's assume he's out for a couple of games. All of a sudden, that imbalance is going to be back, and I don't trust them for the double game with Chelsea. I ain't going to score many goals past Chelsea based on recent form since Tuchel's been there. And then Leeds, of course, you can score goals against Leeds, but Leeds can score against them as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, look, I'm not entirely sure. I'm going to wait and see, obviously, as we get some news this week about Walker-Peters and his availability and what that means. I will be reluctant to take him out if he's fit, just simply because it is a double. And, you know, I can take him out for a player that might not, you know, can lose his clean sheet. And then even with him losing his clean sheets, he's still going to get 4. So actually, from that point of view, it's not worth a transfer on him at that point.
Okay.
But if he's injured, then of course it will be worth a transfer because I like I said, I have been thinking about playing my bench boost chip for next week because my team looks quite nice for next week, apart from the West Ham treble up. But the West Ham treble up, I don't think, will be there next week anyway. So.
Okay, all right. Anybody from Saints that's really tempting you then bring in?
Not really.
I must admit, I'd love to hear your thoughts, guys. Get in the comments. Let us know in the live chat if you're watching us live.
Armstrong's been quite consistent, but I don't know if you'd want to go there.
the thing is, those five slots, in certainly in my midfield and in a lot of FPL midfields,
they're quite important,
aren't they? Quite precious right now, and a lot of them are full. I appreciate it's a bit of a template forming as well. So if you wanted something a bit against the template, then you could go for Armstrong. But who do you take out of that template? Because as template as it is, it feels like it's performing reasonably well at the moment. That's the problem.
And this season, the template, if there is a template, which there sort of is for some players, their ownership levels are so great that if you take them out and they bang, you are dead.
Well, I think, so in midfield, despite Liverpool's melee, Salah is ticking over. Yeah. So there's a lot of people sticking on Salah.
4-4 now.
Gundogan, of course. Fernandes, of course. I have Suchek. I've got no chance on getting rid of Suchek because of how good a value he is.
No.
So then it's that last slot available for Armstrong. Well, in my case, that would mean getting rid of Heung-min Son for Armstrong, and I don't fancy doing that with Spurs with a potentially quite a brilliant looking double game week in 26 of certainly Burnley, but then either Fulham or Southampton to play Spurs in the double game week. So I'm keeping Son for that. If anything, thinking of adding to my Spurs, maybe.
I think it can be Fulham.
Can it not?
We played them.
Okay, maybe not. But you have got a pretty juicy looking double game week coming up, potentially.
Yeah, looking to be the Southampton. I mean, all I know is that I think with Southampton, it's very hard to pick somebody from that team. So I have two. I wouldn't be rushing to get either of the two that I've got right now.
No.
But equally, I have them, so I'm not going to sell them if they're going to play because it doesn't make any sense ahead of a double. But there's nobody there that's really setting the world on fire. And I think even for the likes of Danny Ings, yes, I know he got a return today, but he's quite expensive and it's going to take up some budget in the front three where actually we've got, you know, the likes of Bamford and the likes of Watkins who, okay, both of them blank this weekend, but both of them have been on really good form. So, you know, I think there are, yes, you might get a little bit of benefit this time around from having two of them. But like you say, Chelsea, they've only conceded once under Tuchel and it was an own goal. So they're not going to concede loads of goals against Southampton. So Southampton aren't going to have an opportunity to score a hatful there. Now, yes, they can against Leeds. We've seen that from Leeds. But equally, I don't see it. I can see Southampton getting maybe one or two against Leeds, but not five or six.
Okay. All right. Super chat from Mark Dorney. Thank you, Mark, for the super chat. He of having a great game week right now, Mark. Brought Ings in this week. So happy.
Yeah.
So well done, Mark. He's not really looking at anybody else. Minamino was a maybe, but they were poor today. So yeah, look, listen, I'm not backing them to go crazy against Chelsea or probably even score a goal against Chelsea. Can they score against Leeds at Elland Road? Of course they can. But let's wait to see on Phillips because I think Phillips was a big miss at the Emirates today.
Massive.
Big, big miss for Leeds today. Then they come out of their double, Saints. They go into Everton. Everton away, Sheffield United away, Brighton at home, Tottenham away. So it's a tricky looking run there for Hasenhüttl's boys. And they're in this slump, right? They didn't look good today. I agree with Mark. I was looking at that game today, watching it, thinking, I want to watch this game because I fancy them. If they're going to get a result from anywhere to pull them out of the mire, it's Wolves at home. Because Wolves have been better recently, but let's face it, they're still having a bit of a difficult time.
Right?
And they're missing some big players. So I'm thinking, right, Saints, going to win that game today. No one passed the audition for me, really.
No.
Only really Ings kind of grabbed my attention a little bit with the goals, a well-taken goal. But listen, enough about Southampton. Want to know your thoughts, guys. Who are you bringing in, if anybody? And if you've got Saints in your team already, like Mark has with Ings, what are you doing? You're obviously holding.
You can't
sell. Or then
sell.
Are you selling after the double? I want to know your plans. Wolves, from their part, they've got Leeds coming up next at home, which looks like a reasonable fixture. Then Newcastle next. So the next two look okay for Wolves. Is this a turning point for them? Are you looking at Neto or anybody like that? Or are we still treating them with a little bit, are we keeping them at arm's length a little bit, Wolves?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure.
Did they just come up against worse opposition today?
Yeah, I think so. Like, yes, they looked all right today. Neves looked all right. Neto obviously scored a lovely goal. But then they still frustrate, right? I'm not sure with Wolves, is my honest answer. I think, you know, if you're a Kilman owner, though, some people will be delighted with Kilman today if they've played him, comes on for a one, saves Dallas coming off the bench.
Sure, yeah.
But that one-point cameo again for Kilman, it's becoming a difficult own if you own Kilman, I think.
Yeah, and well, I had him at third sub, but sold him coming into this game week because of that, actually. He's a kind of a dangerous pick. He'd done back-to-back two pretty good games. got some points and some starts and some minutes, and you're thinking, right, well, I might play him then away at the Saints. I just thought, no, I fall into that trap already twice this season. I don't want to do it again. And I would have had I not sold him for Luke Shaw this week. So Saints 1, Wolves 2. A lot to discuss from that game because of what's coming up for Southampton. Let's go to the other team that double then. Arsenal 4, Leeds 2. And I'll tell you what, Mr. Aubameyang back with a vengeance. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Obviously, he had a bit of time out because of, I think he's had some bereavements in his family. He's had to kind of mentally adjust to that. And he's had to kind of, you know, grieve over that. But from the pre-match comments that Arteta was saying, it sounded as if he'd got over that now. And he did look, you know, he looked happy playing today, which is great. That's what you want to see. And of course, Leeds, I think, made it a bit easy for him, in all honesty. Yeah. I mean, certainly.
I mean, what is Meslier doing?
The goalie, I know he's a young lad. He's a young French goalkeeper, a lot of promise, but goodness me. And who am I to talk about goalkeeping howlers in the last couple of weeks? But honestly, Meslier,
I thought you were going to talk about personally,
looks a bit of a liability, to be honest with you, in that goal for Leeds. But, of course, what's in front of him doesn't help. They concede goals left, right and centre.
They do, but they were... what you said before about Phillips is really important. They really missed him today. It meant Dallas was playing not in the position that you want Dallas to be in as an FPL manager. They missed that security, some security in front of the back line. And they were just poor. They were poor defensively today. But they did do what Leeds do best. And they showed some grit and they went for it towards the end. And, you know, they were 4-0 down, for goodness sake. And they're still pushing on. And I love that about Leeds. And this is why I think Leeds are fully investable for the double. Because they will fight it till the end.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the defence, it's somewhat problematic at times owning a Leeds defender. But owning Dallas, you're fairly safe because of the amount of attacking returns he gets from the positions that he plays in.
Yeah. And unlike Saints, where you're looking at it going, Chelsea, Leeds, that's a difficult couple of fixtures. You're looking at the Leeds fixture, Wolves away, Saints at home. Given the current, what's going on at Saints right now, and Wolves, okay, did well this game week against the Saints. But both teams in pretty terrible form right now. And I'm not saying Leeds can keep either of those sides out, because I don't fancy Leeds to keep anybody out, frankly. But if you've got Bamford, you've got Dallas, you've got Rafinha, I don't think this result at the Emirates today is putting you off holding on to any of those two, both in the double or after, because they come out into Villa, West Ham, Chelsea and Fulham, which again doesn't look too bad, although there are two trips to London in that four game weeks. And there was a stat on Sky Sports, that flashed up before the Arsenal game about Leeds' record against London sides when they travel to London. It's terrible.
It's 3 years.
They haven't won in like 3 years in London. Yeah. It's incredible. And then within the space of an hour, they're 4-0 down to Arsenal. You're like, is this some sort of like weird hoodoo travelling to London? It's weird though, isn't it? It's weird. So with those two games, West Ham and Fulham away, now that I know what I know about Leeds travelling to London, I'm a bit suspicious of keeping them for those two. But I want them for the double, definitely.
When I did the FPL show with Az on Thursday, he said, it actually looks even worse when you look at the stats. If you include Chorley as part of London, then it gets even worse for Leeds. So, like, it's even further back since they've won. So, it is a bit problematic, but I think in terms of this double, you go into it with as many leads as you want. I don't think that there's, like, a right or wrong answer. I think it just depends on how you feel about moving other players that you potentially want. And this is where we really need news about game week 26, because there are going to be a lot of teams that probably double in game week 26, but we don't know that for definite yet. Now, you don't want to overinvest in Leeds if for any reason they then don't have, or Southampton for that matter as well, don't have a double the week after, or there's other players. I think for me, I'm going to hold as late as I can this week before my transfers get made in the hope that we get some double game week 26 news. Because there might be some players that I can bring in that suit me for both of the weeks.
Sure. Yeah, sure. And there's a super chat from Ben Williamson. So thank you, Ben, for the super chat. He's saying, and he's talking transfers already here, Ben, he's thinking of Justin to Stroik and then DCL to Kane with one free transfer. Mainly for Kane. He's in your school, Sam. Does want Kane in his team. But it would give him two Leeds defence for the double game week and Bamford. And he'd need to do it tonight. My suggestion, Ben, would be hold off on that. I don't know how you feel about that, but I certainly, for the next game week, and I know we're coming up to a game week where we've got doubles like Leeds and Southampton that we want to invest in, but I am looking out for as much information as I can about game week 26, coming game week, because there are lots of doubles coming up in that potentially.
The one thing I will say about Spurs is that they cannot double in 27 or 28.
Right.
Because of the Europa League. So because they cannot double in 26 and 28, and because they have had their fixture likely cancelled in 29, that only really means they can rearrange in 26 and 29, and therefore it's likely that Spurs will double. So if your problem is that you're
in
gonna
26,
in 26,
double. Yeah.
So if your problem is that you can't, you need the money to do Kane, and by not doing it tonight, you won't be able to do it, then I'd do it.
Because, you would do it.
Because Spurs will likely double. Now, there is obviously a lot of football to play in terms of,
sure,
like, there's other games in this game week still to happen. You might get injuries. But if you're going to be priced out of it, knowing that Spurs will play probably twice in 26, I'd do the Kane thing now if we couldn't afford it any other way.
Well, there we go, Ben. Hopefully that's crystal clear. I would say no. I would say hold it and wait for news. But of course, you and Sam in the same school of, we have to have Harry Kane for the double game week 26. And if you're of that school of thought, if that's the way you're thinking, then Kane is a must-have in your team, then go for it. Absolutely go for it. So Arsenal, for their part, let's talk about Aubameyang then. You know, is he back? Is it, you know, we keep talking about this template midfield that everyone's got, that everyone's getting a bit like, oh, I've got Salah, Fernandes, and, you know, if they go off, my rank just goes up by 3K or down 3K, and it really doesn't matter. I don't get excited about Fernandes' goal anymore because it's just pointless, right? Is Aubameyang the player maybe we need to break this template? I don't know. The fixtures coming up for Arsenal, just while you're thinking about that, are tricky. They've got City coming up next, so I don't think you're going to bring him in ahead of City. Then it's Leicester, then it's Burnley, Spurs and West Ham. So the fixtures look difficult. And indeed, did I see that he got a bit of a knock towards the end of that game? I think his ankle, maybe his calf, I'm not sure. I think he got up and played on, but didn't look all that comfortable.
Was that more to do with the fact they've made all their subs?
Could have been. I think they did. Yeah, I think they might have done. So maybe he just had no choice but to play on. So I don't know. Keep an eye on that, Aubameyang fans. If you want to bring him into your team, then he's a really, really nice differential because literally no one's got him at that price.
Well, the dead teams have.
Well, a lot of the dead teams might have, yeah. But listen, no one up and around the sort of where the engaged managers are have got Aubameyang, I would suggest. But ahead of Man City, I don't think you bring him in ahead of that, particularly if there might be, we were waiting on some news on his ankle.
Yeah.
But one to keep on the radar now, though, right? A hat trick, back with a hat trick. He's announcing himself back to the game here.
It's one game, Lee.
Okay, I get it. I'm just trying to break the template. I'm getting so bored of my midfield.
Well, you go for it then.
Not ahead of Man City, no, but in the future I might do.
We've been here before with Arsenal. A few weeks back, we were like, right, they've broken the mould. Saka, Smith Rowe, yep, great. Dire again for a couple of weeks. They've had one good performance today. I take nothing away from that. They did play well, but Leeds allowed them to play well for a lot of that game. Aubameyang's not going to be given penalties in the way that he was today.
No, sure.
Every week. So sure. Let's just take
He did score 3 in at the post.
He did. He
played pretty well.
But it's his first ever Premier League hat-trick. So he's not going to do that every week.
Bossman 525 is saying he's a trap. Adam O'Callaghy is saying he's a trap. Yeah, I get it, guys. I get it. I'm bored, aren't you? I am.
You're bored. You want to learn about me.
The template in FPL is so strong right now. And every time I look at my team, I think I've had a really great week and I've gone up 2K. And I'm like, what's the point? Like, actually, one of the biggest jumps I made this week was at the beginning of the game week because I hadn't taken a hit. Because I've not taken a hit this week, I went up like 30K. And then Salah scores, and I went up about 20k. I was like, hold on a minute. If people selling Salah for Sterling, there must have been, right? So I went up by quite a bit this game week, and then Fernandes scores, nothing. And it's just these, like, Cancelo, clean sheet, nothing. Pope, nothing. Everyone's gone. Gundogan. My captain got, 38 points. I've got, like, a 3k rise out of it.
No, but I'll tell you why. Boring. No, I'll tell you why you're not getting a rise. Because you are like me. You do not have, and this will segue us in, an Aston Villa defender. And these brilliant Aston Villa clean sheets cost me 25k this week. And I've spent all day today trying to get 25k back. Now, I have managed to do it again, but it's every single blimmin' week. And it's all because of how good Martinez is right now.
He is the boss. We're going to talk about him in just a second because it's a nice segue out of Arsenal. But listen, I'm not having a go at the game. I'm not having a go at anything. I just feel like it is time to take.
You want to go rogue, don't you?
Not massively rogue, but I want one or two players that when they score, I can get excited. Like anyone that had a Bamiyang, no one's got a Bamiyang, but if you had a Bamiyang this week, how good is that? How good is that? I mean, listen, Mahmoud Khan, thank you for the super chat. 85 points with 9 left. That is very good, Mahmoud. Very, very good indeed. Rafinha in for Sterling or Salah. That's what I want. I want moves like that. Rafinha in for Sterling or Salah. Come on, let's make fantasy fun again. We can all do it together, guys. Break the template. Get a Bammy. This is going crazy.
What's wrong with you?
I want to talk about, who did you just discuss then? You jumped on somebody.
Aston Villa.
Aston Villa.
I said this week, when I was sitting in the green room on Thursday night, waiting for the FPL show, with Tom the producer, and with Az, who I absolutely love, and I hadn't seen Az since Scout Camp 2019, because of this stupid pandemic. And it was so lovely to sit and talk to Az.
A little adventure out for you.
It was so nice. Why he just moaned about his hair and how he can't get it cut, and he was so lovely. And we were talking about this game, because obviously Az is a massive Brighton fan, and I said this game has got 0-0 written all over it, and I hate it. I hate the fact it's 0-0 because Brighton defenders aren't highly owned, but they're getting there because Sanchez is
doing very well, aren't they? Brighton, yeah, defensively, so very good.
I mean, Lewis Dunk, he was on 37 points for 5 game weeks when I saw Az on Thursday. Now he's got another clean sheet.
Let me just stop you there and talk you through the Brighton fixtures coming up as well. Crystal Palace,
clean
West
sheet.
Brom,
clean sheet.
Leicester at home, Southampton away,
clean sheet.
Newcastle at home,
clean sheet.
Why are we not bringing in a Brighton defender?
Well, this was the conversation I had with Az. So I was like, look, as far as I'm concerned, what I should be doing this week, rather than bringing in... What did I do? Can't even remember. Oh, yeah. That paid off. But rather than kind of faffing around with, you know, extra Man City players, because everyone was trying to talk me into that this week and I was having none of it. Now, I might be wrong on that, but hear me out. Because I'm looking at Aston Villa and Brighton, both of them, but particularly Brighton with the fixtures they've got coming up, and of course Martinez, because it is what it is.
He's so good, isn't he, Martinez?
You cannot tell me that there are better... That City's... At the moment, I know Cancelo does what he does sometimes going forwards. But these guys are unreal because not only do they not... They don't concede, but they also don't score a lot of goals, which means the defenders are getting all the bonus points.
I think Dunk picked up a bonus point.
There you go. Okay,
so that... Veltman got the two.
Right, so Dunk was on 37 points in the last 5 game weeks. So he's now on, what, 44?
Mm.
I mean, that is ridiculous.
They're doing great.
So, for me, I'm looking at these guys thinking, there's clean sheets looking like they're everywhere, particularly for Brighton in the next few weeks. They don't look like they're going to score a lot of goals either. They'll get one or two here or there.
Just because it's Brighton, they haven't got a lot of firepower.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that means, and actually, a lot of the firepower comes from Dunk with his set piece.
Sure.
So I'm looking at Lewis Dunk thinking, cheap?
Why not?
Why the hell not?
Yeah, some other players worthy of note, by the way. Crosses in the box this game week so far. Pascal Gross, the highest of any player in FPL this game week with, I think, that looks like 12. I'm having a look in the members area homepage on the Fantasy Football Scout website. If you're not a Fantasy Football Scout member yet, you can sign up. There's an affiliate link in the description below. If you want to go and check them out over there, loads and loads of cool stuff, loads of cool stats and graphs about game week to game week, what's going on. But other notable stats, shots, top for shots across the whole game week. Trossard this week, top for chances created, joint top for chances created with Luke Shaw, Adam Lallana from Brighton. So the point of all this is to tell you, Brighton were bloody good and they were probably a bit unlucky not to win that game. You're talking about lack of firepower.
Because they came up against Martinez.
But Martinez is like a brick wall for Aston Villa. Absolutely incredible. 9 saves, 3 bonus points, 40 on the BPS system, 5th overall in the whole game week, across the whole game for BPS. Absolutely incredible.
I am convinced that Martinez is... This is basically a 2 fingers up at Arsenal job, this. Because he's basically...
Definitely part of it, yeah.
He's basically gone. You've made me sit on this bench for however many years it was.
He's there for years.
However many years it was. And he's turned up at Villa. They've gone, there you are. There's your goal. And he's gone... He's turned into an absolute hero. He was unbelievable in that game last night.
And it wasn't just like, there's a lot of rhetoric, and I do buy into this rhetoric. There's a lot of rhetoric on Twitter and elsewhere this weekend about, well, the way that Aston Villa defend, it means that a lot of the teams they play against, in the set, Spurs do it a bit similarly actually, they reduce the risk of the shot. So if you want a shot from outside the box, You go for it, because we back our goalkeeper.
That's perfect for the goalkeeper.
Well, that's my point. Yeah, that's the point I was going to make, is that that's perfect. He picks up the P-rolls and it's fine. Now, in this Brighton game, I have to tell you, it wasn't just P-rolls. He pulled out a couple of absolute worldies and all, Martinez. He's got a worldie or two in his pocket as well. But I think 12 points this game week.
I think he might have got more.
I mean, absolutely ridiculous.
No, did he get... I don't know. But it was unbelievable. And it was, you know, you look at it and you go, there will be a lot of FPL managers out there this week that had Nick Pope and Martinez, because of they would have bought in Pope for the double and will bench Martinez again for the second week in a row. Now, it is getting to the stage with Martinez where if you buy into Martinez, you just have to play him. Because even if he doesn't get a clean sheet, he's going to get save points because that's what he does. He often gets bonus points because that's who he is. I am getting to the stage with it where I was kind of trying to be a bit clever with my goalkeeper picks. Not really because I thought it was a good idea, but just simply because I was a bit like, well, I've got Pope for the double and he's got West Brom next week. It'll be all right, I'll go with that. And then maybe I could just bring in Matt Target instead. No.
Okay.
I don't think you can just bring in Matt Target instead. I think you have to bring in... You can bring in Matt Target, of course, but you just have to have Martinez, it feels like now.
Well, they've got Leicester at home next week, and then it's Leeds in the double game week with potentially either Everton at home or Sheffield United away, I think is the combination of fixtures. You guys can tell me if I've got that wrong. That looks like a nice double for Aston Villa, doesn't it? And then after that... Aston Villa have got Wolves at home, Newcastle away, Sheffield United away. I mean, I must admit, I was just waiting to get these two double game weeks done and then I'm going to pounce on Villa. Game week 26, if I haven't wildcarded by then, game week 26, I think I could potentially gain wildcard either next week or the week after, ready for the double game week.
What?
Maybe, I haven't decided yet. But whether I wildcard or not, Villa are coming in. Villa are coming in. Mm. And even... Attacking-wise, because despite the 0-0 today at Brighton, those fixtures look ripe for a Watkins or a Grealish. Now, again, Watkins, in the same way that we've seen with a few players and we've mentioned already today, hobble in a little bit around that game, certainly in the first half. I think he shaked it off and he was fine in the end, but I don't know whether the fatigue might be starting to get to these guys. I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know, but you
maybe
just
looking into it too much.
I think
Martinez.
I think you just have to have Martinez. I still really like the look of Ross Barkley, and I wish Ross Barkley was a forward because it would make my life a lot easier.
Yeah.
Because the defence, we've talked about the midfield already, but I mean, I know I can sit here now and say that I'm going to go into game week 25 still without a Villa, without a Villa player. Because I won't be bringing him in for next week. And I will sit through that game praying that Leicester score.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. It is absolute torture.
Well, go on then. Let's talk about Leicester. Let's talk about Leicester 3, Liverpool 1. I'll give my feel on it in a second. I think you guys can probably guess how I feel about it. But go on. What's your view? How did you see the game?
I thought Liverpool played really well for 70 minutes. Mm. I thought they were back... I said to you before the game, didn't I, that I had a really good feeling for Liverpool this week. I thought that the week, I know it wasn't really a week off, but a week without midweek football I thought would have done them good. The new guys would have had a bit of bedding in time with the defence, etc, etc.
Yeah.
For 70 minutes they were great. Salah scored an absolutely lovely goal. Beautiful assist from Firmino. Perfect. It was like, right, you kick on from that.
Mm.
And then Alisson, it was just mistakes again. Silly individual mistakes, and as soon as a mistake happens, their heads go.
Mm.
And they're so unlike Liverpool. But my view, and I might be wrong because I'm not a Liverpool fan and I'm by no means not an expert in Liverpool, but I feel like maybe Liverpool have always had this in them to mentally go. But last season, they had a full strength side pretty much all season. Very few injuries, very few problems. And they went from strength to strength every game. And
rhythm, it was on momentum, everything.
Yeah, they were on a roll. Everything was going the right way. And they never really had to deal with things going the wrong way. So they always believed that they would win, even if the games didn't look like they were going to be won. They had the belief that it would be won. This year, it's different. And you saw it as soon as that first goal for Leicester went in. As soon as that first goal went, they went.
Yeah.
Their heads went. It was almost like they thought, oh, it's gone now.
Yeah.
And they just
here we
gave
go again.
Up. They yeah, gave here we go up. Again.
Yeah.
And it was embarrassing by the end, because Leicester, literally, and credit to Leicester, because they could have gone the other way when they conceded, they pounced on it.
Mm.
It's difficult. But the thing is, for me, I've said this for a couple of weeks now, I don't think you can own the Liverpool defence. They're too expensive for what they are. Just go for a Villa defender instead and be done with it. Or go Brighton, for goodness sake. but Salah, for me, I think you still have to hold him. 4-4 for Salah now. He looks threatening. He's getting in the right areas. They will come good.
Well, the thing for your Liverpool assets now is that it's the Merseyside derby next, right?
Which
is a game where anything can happen. Everton looked like they're starting to get it together. Then I think you guys can tell me in the chat whether it's full-time or not at Goodison. They've obviously got another game to go against Man City before they're playing the Merseyside derby. But it's the Merseyside derby next for Liverpool at Anfield. Then it's Sheffield United in game week 26 with a potential double with Chelsea. Mm. So I think I've, again, got my combination right. So Sheffield United, Chelsea, potentially. Then Fulham, then Wolves. So you're looking at those fixtures, and I totally hear you. For some reason, I've still got Robertson in my team. But I'm looking at Sheffield United, Fulham and Wolves, and I'm going, maybe I should keep him. I don't know.
But we've equally just said that Fulham...
They look good tonight.
And you just said a minute ago, when we talked about the Wolves game earlier, have they turned a corner?
Mm.
Now, yeah, Sheffield United, I take your point there. But equally, at the same time, you've got Sheffield United. Who have Brighton got?
Brighton have got West Brom. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, listen, for what it's worth, it was a massive collapse. A massive, massive, embarrassing collapse, no doubt about it. I agree with you. For 70 minutes, it looked all right.
Great,
and
yeah.
Even before the Salah goal, the game was sort of heading a bit towards a 0-0, wasn't it? And I was thinking, okay, well, if we get a 0-0 here, that's fine. Then Salah pops up with the goal and you're thinking, right, if we can hold this, that'd be great.
Yeah, kick on.
And even if we don't score again, you know, hold on to the 1-0, that would be fine. I absolutely would take that. And then Thiago...
what is he thinking?
I know that he does the foul, right? And I was sitting there, wasn't I? I was ripping into Thiago left, right and centre yesterday because I'm starting to feel like he's a problem in that side. And I'll talk about that. I did a bit on that in the Ohana actually last Friday. If any of our patrons want to listen to last Friday's Ohana, go back and listen to that. I did do a bit about Thiago and why I think he's a bit of a problem at Liverpool. And yes, he is the guy that does the foul, which could have been a penalty just outside the box, whatever. But the way that Barnes walked past Trent again...
Mm.
Trent, it's an apologetic piece of defending from Trent.
Yeah.
And all the way through the City game, Sterling had Trent on an absolute slice of bread. It was awful to watch. Like, Trent didn't even bother. And I just, all right, Thiago made the foul. And yes, he is prone to that. We've seen that. He is rash, this guy. There's no doubt about it. The pace of the Premier League is too quick for Thiago right now. Even players like Harvey Barnes have got too quick feet for Thiago right now. I'm not saying anything against the Bundesliga or even the French League, right? But European leagues are different to the Premier League.
The Premier League
is way quicker. You don't get the time on the ball that you get in the other European leagues.
Mm.
And I think Thiago has come in and I think that he thinks he's going to be the daddy in that team. I think he thinks, and a lot of us Liverpool fans, I thought it, when we're signing Thiago Alcantara, I thought he's going to make the difference. And actually, when we're against a team that is completely dropping deep and sitting back, and we have a lot of the ball and a lot of time in that final third in the opposition's half,
yeah
he's going to have time on the ball to unpick a lock. But against Leicester away, you ain't got that time. And in most Premier League games, you haven't got that time. And that's why Klopp didn't start him, I think. Because he only came into the game because, again, another injury. Milner gets injured. And you're absolutely right. As soon as that goal goes in from Madison, the heads went. The heads went completely.
Yeah,
and Alisson and Kabak, I don't know what they're doing there. Obviously, they've got to build an understanding between them. I did see a lot about, you know, what's Kabak doing? What's Ali doing? What is Alisson doing
there?
Kabak has it under relative control, I think. And up until that point, I thought Kabak was actually okay.
Yeah, he was having a good game.
I wouldn't say he was amazing, but compared to what we've got, he was actually fine.
For a Premier League debut against a decent attacking side like Leicester,
he was having
a good game.
It was okay. And by the time the third goal comes around, Salah gives it away cheaply. I mean, that's not a shock to anybody, is it?
It does that.
But the way that he gave it away cheaply, and no one reacted.
Yeah.
No one reacted. And of course, everybody, and I joined one of the Athletic chat rooms afterwards, they were like, well, Kabak was hideously out of position for that third goal and he never had the pace to get back. It's like, well, why? Salah's give it away cheaply. Mm. No one's reacted. And of course, Kabak is completely exposed. It was ridiculous. So I sort of felt for the guy a little bit, you know?
Going back to Trent.
Yeah.
Because I think you're right.
You got to calm me down, go on.
But I might wind you up a bit more by asking you this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Last season, I didn't see Trent do a lot of defending last season.
No.
Is it just that he doesn't defend? Is that the thing with Trent? Like,
not a very good defender?
Yeah. Because last season, we all loved Trent.
Yeah.
Because of how attacking he was. Mm. And Liverpool kept clean sheets. But was that anything to do with Trent? Or was that more to do with Virgil and Gomez?
Henderson covering him.
And Henderson.
Yeah.
And Milner, if he was in
Fabinho
the middle.
Fabinho covering him.
Fabinho.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, those five, Milner, Hendo, Fabinho, Gomez, Van Dijk, or Matip, if it was Matip, those six guys, and Alisson, when he was there, rock solid, like a rock solid unit. They were the defence. And Trent and Robbo, they helped, like, but they went. That was their job. Yeah. Now, this season, they want to go, but they actually have to defend because there's no other defenders to do it. And they're fundamentally defenders. Now, Robbo does his bit. Robbo defends. He's a decent defender. I'm starting to question whether Trent is actually a defender at all. Mm. Or whether he's actually just a winger that's playing in wing-back position.
Yeah, he fits into the system as it was. But right now, he's being asked to do a bit of defending. And it ain't going well. Mm. It's really not going well. So listen, guys. With the fixtures coming up as they are for Liverpool, I'm not getting rid of Salah.
No.
Salah's going to stay, I think. Because he's still chipping in. And he will get penalties like he did the other night. All right, he makes a meal of it. But he still gets it. Robbo is a difficult one. It is a difficult one, I must admit. I've got to see how our double game week pans out. If we have a double game week, which includes Sheffield United, I might keep him. But listen, I don't know right now. I don't know. He's been on the chopping block for a few weeks already, and I still keep hold of him. Leicester, for their part, though, for all of that whinging I've just done about my team, 7 minutes, bang. They were clinical, weren't they? And they took their chances. They smelt a bit of blood there, and they absolutely went for it.
Yeah, they didn't. But then this leads me back into the conversation that I always have about Vardy, which is that I think he looks unimpressive for
that's his game.
For ages. And then he pops up with a goal. And then it throws you back into that. Well, am I not getting him for the wrong reason then? Because I'm not getting him because I'm not inspired by him. He doesn't inspire me when I watch him. Unlike James Maddison and Harvey Barnes, and we'll talk about them in a minute, they, I do think, look quality at the moment.
Yeah.
But Vardy just kind of like rats around, not really like, not really looking up to much, but then he takes his chance. If it falls to him, he's there. And he's obviously on penalties and all of that. So it's hard with Vardy to justify his price tag sometimes because he's not looking like the player that maybe he once was. But equally, got a chance, absolutely took it. James Maddison, however, and Harvey Barnes, they continue to impress me.
Okay, the fixtures for Leicester coming up. Aston Villa away next. Difficult. It'd be difficult to get past Martinez for a start. Then their potential double game week is Arsenal at home, Burnley away.
Tough.
That's what they're potentially looking at. Before a game against Brighton, who we've just been talking about how good defensive they are, and then Sheffield United at home. So actually, amongst those fixtures, there are some tricky games coming up for Leicester, despite the fact they look relatively green here on the ticker that I got in front of me. There is some tricky-looking games there for Leicester, but they are on form, no doubt about it. Maddison in particular continues to tick over. Really, really good indeed. Let's speed through some of these games, Sam, because we're coming up to the hour already. Man City 3, Spurs 0. I have to say, before you dive into it, I actually thought that Spurs didn't play too bad. I actually thought they didn't play too bad. I thought Mourinho picked the right player to play against Sterling. I thought Japhet Tanganga played pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, Moura got a little bit isolated on that side and he didn't have the support or the overlap from Tanganga. So every time he got the ball, he was doubled up on and he gave away possession a lot. So then he got hooked at half-time. And I remember sitting there thinking, has he had a bad game? Or has he just been isolated? I don't know. But anyway, a lot of Spurs came down the left-hand side with Son and the others. So it was great on that side of the pitch. It was a real battle. But Sterling and Tanganga, interesting battle on that side as well. But Spurs did all right. I just thought that Man City were just fantastic.
Yeah.
They are just great. And they're on bang on form right now. And they never really look like, apart from the Kane free kick, I don't remember Spurs really worrying Edison at all, to be honest with you. So give us an opinion of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think my honest view is that Man City were excellent. They were. it's frustrating to me as a Diaz owner that he sat on the bench. God, I hope he plays on Wednesday, because otherwise
you've got Dallas coming in, haven't you? Coming on.
So please, Pep, if you're watching, even if it's just a minute, just give him a minute. I think he'd play. He was on the bench, so I think he'd play. But I thought Manchester City were great. I think I'm still in that. It's difficult to own Foden camp, because to get through that game without anything is disappointing. I thought Sterling was a bit controlled for most of the game by Tanganga, who I thought did fantastic job. And at one point, they swapped sides. I think Sterling had gone, sod this, I'm going
Sterling
over
tried to
sides.
Get more joy out of Ben Davies. And for a while, he did.
He did. And actually, Sterling was unlucky towards the end of the game not to get another goal. There could easily have been four. Spurs, meanwhile, I thought defensively, well, actually, are not too bad. I thought they did a good job, apart from on the three goals. And I thought that a lot of the issues came from Hugo. Again, this is this has been a couple of games now where I've watched
Sanchez
him.
Sanchez,
I thought, had an all right game, because what he does is he just throws himself on the line. He's not a hugely great defender. He's not got the intelligence. I'm about to call Eric Dyer intelligent, but he's not got the intelligence of Eric Dyer. Eric Dyer reads the game beautifully, and he's developed a lot under Mourinho, and I never thought I'd really say that about him, but he has been quite good lately. Sanchez just throws himself on the line, but Lloris has got to do better. The penalty should save that. He's being beaten by the near post again. He's just got to get better, and I think it might be an age thing.
An age thing, interesting. All right, and what about, I mean, let's not spend too much time waxing lyrical about Man City. If you've not got three Man City, I think now is the time to get them. Even Edison picking up an assist this game, which was crazy, right? Absolutely crazy. Very, very well taken goal from Gundogan, that one. But also his second goal, his first goal. The guy just appears out of nowhere in the box.
He was absolutely ridiculous, this guy.
Definitely the league's form midfielder right now. And a quick answer on this then, because you still are on just Diaz and Gundogan, yet your team is doing very well. Do you feel obliged to get that extra City in, or are you still quite happy with what you've got?
I'm still quite happy to just stick with two. Okay. Because I think the thing is, for me, if I was going to go with another one, it would probably be I'd either go Cancelo, but I feel like I'm going Cancelo just because I feel I should, rather than because I actually want to go for a Brighton defender instead.
But I think
Sterling's just a little bit too expensive. But I'm obviously keeping an eye on the Gundogan injury, and I'm obviously keeping an eye on what happens with penalties, because we still don't know. Because apparently it's not Rodri anymore.
Well, he was lucky to score that.
Well, that's
for all
what he
of what
said,
you've just said
it?
About Hugo, he should have saved that.
Well, he said, Pep said after the game, it was a bad penalty, he won't take the next one. So what is it now? I mean, it might be Edison. He was halfway up the pitch for that one, wasn't he?
It's unbelievable. Let's have a very, very quick word about West Brom versus Manchester United. So a couple of points that Manchester United fans, I'm sure they won't mind me saying, absolutely not expecting them to drop a couple of points at the Hawthorns. I remember listening to a Planet FPL podcast with Clash of the Correspondents, where James was interviewing, they've got a Man United correspondent called Gary, and Gemma Eno, who's their Baggies correspondent. You know, she was on there, you know, we are going to get tanked. This is going to be 4-5-6-0. And I remember listening to her thinking, she is so impassioned about them losing 4-5-0 that I believed it. And actually, she's got to be absolutely buzzing with that result. And do you know what? Even Fernandez's goal, it's well taken, but he shins it. He shins it in the top corner. But because it's Bruno, we say it's class. And we probably are going to say it's
class.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think he's missed it in the top.
It was class.
Anyway, I'm not moaning. I've got Fernandez in my team. And I've got Luke Shaw as well, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I wonder why you might have Luke Shaw in your
team.
But
2 points dropped for Manchester United. Is this a concern now?
No.
No Pogba again for them today. Where's that character gone in that team?
I don't think... Honestly, I watched this game. I thought Manchester United looked a bit tired today. I thought they looked a bit leggy today.
Right, okay.
But I thought West Brom looked great. And I think West Brom actually turned up today. Dean Ganga made a massive difference. Him being back gave them a bit of character. And actually, they were unlucky. So they were unlucky not to score quite late on to make it 2-1. And Manchester United were unlucky not to score quite late on through Maguire with an unbelievable save from Sam Johnson. It was
what a good goalkeeper.
I mean,
love this guy. Great.
We talk about Meslier, but you know, Sam Johnson, who's come up as well, looking absolute quality.
But a super chat from Mahmoud Khan. Thank you for the super chat. He's a United fan. He says, United fan here. Lindelof is guff. Shocking defence. Yeah, he was not good today, Lindelof. He had an off day. No doubt about it. But talk me through your decision to bring in Luke Shaw then.
Yeah.
Because despite the clean sheet going, he picks up the 3 bonus points. Again, super, super creative, Luke Shaw. I've got a stat here on, again, the Fantasy Football Scout members area. Yeah, chances created top for chances created in the game week. Lallana, actually, joint top with Luke Shaw with 4 created in the game week. So listen, he's the one to have right now, Luke Shaw. And I mean, actually coming into this game week, he created, I think, 16 chances in the previous 4 game weeks. So he was being very creative and getting assists. Yeah. So we shouldn't be surprised that he's created this goal today.
And I think for me today, watching the game, there wasn't a lot of creativity through the middle of the field. There was a lot of lethargy through the middle. And Luke Shaw really dragged him. He really dragged him through that game.
Bit of leadership from Luke Shaw. Yeah. Bit of character. I like that.
Big difference.
I like that from him.
So on Friday, obviously, we got the news about James Justin. And I hope James Justin makes a full recovery quickly.
Oh, man, yeah.
Because 100%. Absolutely heartbreaking for him. Because genuinely, I think he might have had a chance of going to the Euros this year. And
he was
really
in the conversation.
Upsetting.
Yes, he was.
Really upsetting. And it'd been fantastic for me. So obviously, that came through on Friday. So I was like, right, I've got a James Justin shape problem. Where am I going to go? And I thought, do you know who I really fancy? I fancy a punt on Luke Shaw. And it didn't feel like a punt.
No.
Because I was going into a game against West Brom. So when they scored after 2 minutes, I was like, you are taking the mick. anyway, but I liked Luke Shaw for a couple of reasons. One, because the clean sheet potential. And obviously it went today, but it was there. But mostly because of the attacking potential. And I also don't feel like he's very much of a rotation risk at the minute, because he is giving Manchester United that character and that commitment and the dedication, and he's dragging the rest of the team up the pitch. So I think he's going to play regardless of what Telles does.
One of the reasons we did the same move actually this week. We both bought Luke Shaw in. One of the reasons I looked at him and wanted him was actually his low ownership. Because I went into the game week thinking, oh, I could have him or Wan-Bissaka. And actually, Wan-Bissaka got a couple of goals recently. And then I saw Wan-Bissaka was like 16% owned. And I thought, no, so I've got to differentiate my team. I've got to start picking low ownership picks if I've got the choice between one or the other. So that was purely why I went for it. It was a make fantasy fun again pick.
And I like him because I think he's playing really well. He's playing in a Manchester United side that have got plenty of goals in them. They've got really nice fixtures coming up. A nice looking double game week in 26, we expect, with Crystal Palace getting rearranged.
Chelsea and Crystal Palace potentially for them.
Yeah, now Chelsea haven't been scoring a lot of goals. Okay, they also haven't been conceding a lot of goals. But Crystal Palace aren't scoring any goals. So there should be a clean sheet and goal and potential goal involvement in that game for Luke Shaw. So I looked at the fixtures and thought, no, he looks decent. So Luke Shaw came in and I'm really pleased. I'm really pleased with that decision. And in some ways, it was almost better for us as Luke Shaw owners, because the rest of the Manchester United backline lost their clean sheet.
Yeah. Three bonus points.
We got an assist and 3 bonus points out of him, so you can't knock that.
He looks good. He looks good. And the Manchester United fixtures, as you've suggested, Newcastle at home next.
Yeah. Without Callum Wilson for probably 8 weeks.
Without Callum Wilson. So they're going to be a bit blunt, you'd expect, Newcastle. Then it's the double game with Chelsea, Crystal Palace, as we suggested. Then it's the Manchester derby, where anything can happen. Then it's West Ham and Crystal Palace. Oh, West Ham, I should say. It is Palace in 29, but we're assuming that gets put into 26. So, yeah, some reasonable fixtures coming up for Luke Shaw to get some points at both ends of the pitch. There we go, Sam. Those are the games. There's probably stuff we haven't covered in there, but we are running rapidly out of time.
Of course we are.
And we need to have a look at the teams for this week. Let's have a look at the teams for this week. Here's my team for this week so far. So plenty of football still to go, as we said before. 79 points right now, and that's a green arrow of about 60k.
Nice.
So I'm pretty happy with that. Like I say, my main jump came from the beginning of the game week. I remember looking at it for the first time when Salah scored. Because I didn't take a hit and because Salah had scored, I just went up about 40k. It was unbelievable. So all of a sudden, not taking hits.
How many to go?
Let's see. I've got Suchek and Antonio to play, like most have. Then I've got my 3 Man City to play again.
Yeah.
And that is... Pope, of course. I've got Pope as well in goal. So
what's that,
4
6?
To play, then 6. Yeah, so 6 still to play in the game, which feels okay, right? Feels okay. That's 79 points, 114k. But the reason I keep labouring to this hits thing is I couldn't believe how much my rank went up not taking a hit. And I feel like every time I look at Fantasy Football Fix, a lot of managers have got a lot of money to spend. And not being funny, with the situation we're in right now, everyone's got a lot of time on their hands. So what happens to FPL managers when they've got a lot of money in the bank and a lot of time on their hands? We make transfers, right? We make a lot of transfers. There's a lot of hits knocking about at the minute. I think, I don't know, you guys can tell me whether you're seeing that in your mini leagues. Let me know in the comments below. But I feel like the biggest jump I had this week was not Gundogan's 38 points or, I don't know, Fernandez's 9 points. It was, I didn't take a hit. So automatically I'm up sort of 20, 30 places. At a time when hits are not just for those reasons that I've mentioned, you know, tempting, but we've got double game weeks. And then, well, next week's a double game week and the week after. And then we've got 29 to plan for. So a lot of hits being taken at the moment. I think if you can just use your free transfers and plan ahead so that you don't have to take hits, that counts for a lot in a game week nowadays. I would suggest, that's just my feeling on it anyway. So obviously Gundogan I'm happy with. I was toying between him and Fernandez. It was very close. I was very close to Fernandez. And
we discussed this, didn't we, on Saturday morning?
Well, yeah, and actually listening to Gemma on the Planet FPL Clash of the Correspondence, it was she that was like, I was like, she was so passionate they were going to get thumped. I was like, Fernandez looks like such a great pick. But in the end, I remember having a chat with you and I spoke to a couple of people, some of my mates actually on WhatsApp, and they said, look, he's the form.
It's a real
player
thing. It's
right
like Pasinchi, wasn't it, on Saturday morning? It's
that was it, thing. Yeah. You said if Gundogan is the form player in the league right now on a double game week, if you don't captain him and he goes big, you're going to regret it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
So that was what in the end just about swayed me. But I was very close to doing Fernandez. Don't get me
wish
wrong.
I hadn't swayed
don't
you
get
now.
Me wrong. Yeah, I know, right? So obviously I'm hoping Diaz plays against Everton. Son coming off the bench for 2 wouldn't be the end of the world, but don't really want it.
Expect the minus one.
I've got Luke Shaw in this week. Happy with that. Obviously Fernandez continues to do Fernandez things. Bamford a bit of a letdown. I thought he might get something at Arsenal today, but nevertheless, not selling him ahead of a double game week. Dallas is going to stay firmly on my bench unless Antonio and or Suchek have a problem in tomorrow night's game against Sheffield United. So I am, fingers crossed, really hoping that Antonio plays because I don't want to be in the same Diaz situation that you are. And again, it comes down to, and this is, you know, it's Robbo is hurting me. Every week at the minute, he's hurting me. And it's blind bloody faith that's keeping him in my team right now. And a look ahead to these fixtures, I'm finding it hard to get rid of him now with these fixtures. But as you quite rightly say, both Brighton and Aston Villa look better defensively and the fixtures look all right as well. So he might be the one that makes way. You wait till I tell Jules that I'm selling Robertson for Dunk. That is going to be a savage move. It's going to really feel wrong.
You're going to make her year.
Oh, so she'll be delighted with it. I've no doubt about it. But so 79 points. Up to 114k so far with 6 to play. So that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm absolutely okay with that. Let's talk about your team. 74 points. But you have the West Ham trio to play. You've got Creswell, Suchek, and Antonio all to play. And then you've got Pope, Diaz and Gundogan as well. So you've actually got the 6 again, same as me, to play.
There are so many opportunities also for blimmin' Dallas to come off my bench.
That minus one could be making an appearance, couldn't it?
That would be unbelievable if the first time someone comes off my bench all season it's for minus one.
If Antonio doesn't play, I think there's going to be a lot of Dallas is coming on.
Well, if Antonio doesn't play, I'm going to get Calvert-Lewin first.
Right, okay.
It's only if Diaz doesn't play that I'm going to get Dallas. The rest of them I'm quite happy with. The Nick Pope transfer feels like a good one and he's good for next week as well.
Yeah.
Luke Shaw, great, happy with you. So
talk me through that decision then very quickly. Nick Pope, I believe, has got West Brom at home next week.
Yeah.
Yet McCarthy's got a double game week.
Yeah, I'm going to bench boost.
So, oh, you're going to bench boost next week, are you?
I think so. Well, I was going to bench boost this week. Thank God I didn't. Look at the state of the bench. But I was going to bench boost this week, and then the flags talked me out of it. There were so many flags on my team. Well, you saw it on the FPL show. I had 5. I was like, I can't bench boost this. It's too much of a risk. I'll wait it out for next week. Because I've got double Leeds and double Saints already.
Sure.
I've got Pope with a nice fixture as well. I don't want to really bench him. I've got the rest of the team, apart from the West Ham boys playing Spurs. The rest of the team looks quite nice.
Yeah, sure.
For next week as well. So I'm looking at that thinking, well, you know,
I've got Robbo third bench at the moment for next week. Robertson third bench.
See, and this is
how
why
is that?
This is why you got to say me, for goodness sake. So I think what might happen is I'm going to obviously keep an eye on Kyle Walker-Peters' news. If Kyle Walker-Peters is a doubt, I'm going to take him to Dunk.
Nice. Okay, like that.
Because that'll give me Dunk for the rest of the season. And to be honest, the way that Southampton...
Not Villa, not Target.
No, because I'm going to go Martinez the week after.
All right.
So my plan after that will be then... So I think I'm going to go this week, Dominic Calvert-Lewin to Kane, Carl Walker-Peters to Lewis Dunk. I mean, where is this coming from? Lewis Dunk. And then that leaves me with an okay team for a bench boost for this coming week. It means I've got a lot of exit at the London Stadium in that West Ham and Spurs game.
So
let's hope it's a high scoring affair like it was last time we played each other.
You can have Kane, Son and three West Ham players.
Yeah, but that's all right. It'll be high scoring. And then the week after, that looks like a really nice treble captain
for presumably Harry
there's
Kane.
Only one person that's ever going to get my armband.
So you're playing two chips in the next 2 weeks. That is the plan.
That's the current plan.
That is the plan. All right, guys. Well, look out for that. Obviously, get following Sam over on Instagram at FPL Family. Over on Instagram, and you'll find out what you're doing. Yeah, I don't have my triple captain. I do have my bench boost. I must admit, I am tempted by next week because I've got Robbo third sub. My bench does look pretty good, I must admit. But I wonder whether I might save it for 26 in the actual double game week. But listen, we'll see. We'll see. But 74 points with, what, six to play?
Yeah.
Up to 56k, green arrow this week. Happy days. Take it.
Definitely.
No hit for you this week?
No.
Helps. It helps, you see.
No, Aston Villa doesn't. 20k better off, I would have been.
Yeah, I know. They were lucky. They were lucky not to concede. I think Brighton should have scored.
But it's every week, Lee. It's every week.
It's Martinez, isn't it?
But then Martinez. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to bring him in. He won't keep another clean
That's
sheet.
It. It's going to go Villa downfall from there on. From there on. Very good. So 56k, looking good. Moving in the right direction, Sam. So yeah, all good. All good.
Keep climbing.
Keep on climbing. Well, there we go, guys. Thanks for joining us tonight on FPL Family. Hopefully you had a good game week. Let us know your scores and what you are planning to do next game week. It's nice that you've got your plans already laid out. There's so much football to play between now and when the next game week kicks off.
This is why it might change.
I'm absolutely sure it'll change.
It might do.
It will do, but
you've
got to
have a little bit of a plan. I was going to bench boost this week. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll let you know if I'm doing it on Friday.
So possibly two chips in the next 2 weeks for Sam. So where are you going to be? 56K? What are you aiming for?
One.
10K? Number one in the world?
Why not?
Up there with Nathan Joblin from our...
Big. It can only go wrong, can't it? It's just a game.
It can only go wrong. What could
I'm
going to
bring in Lewis Dunk. In fact, let's just double up on Brighton defence. Why the hell?
Double up on Brighton defence.
Look at the fixtures.
Wow.
Everyone off you. Don't do it yet, though.
Wow.
Wait it out.
Wow.
I don't want you price rise in Lewis Dunk before
there
the
we
weekend.
Go. Before we go, we've had a super chat from Jacob17. Thank you, Jacob, for the super chat. No comment, though, in the super chat, Jacob. So,
does he just think I've gone mad?
He's passed out.
For the Brighton
love. Bench boosting and the triple. It's the two chips in 2 weeks. He can't deal with it. He's just had to send you just a blank super chat. So, Jacob, because we're signing off, get over to Twitter, get over to Instagram. Probably Instagram, not on Twitter at the minute. So get over to Instagram, ask Sam your question over there and we can go answer it. There's all our socials on the left-hand side. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast version as well. So podcast listeners, good day if you're listening. Very nice to...
We still forgot to say hello to the podcasters.
Do you know what? This week I actually said to you, right, remind me when we go live on Sunday to say, welcome, thank you for watching and listening.
So it's my fault?
There's some joint responsibility. There's definitely some joint responsibility. Podcasters, thank you for listening to the podcast. If you are listening to the podcast, what's going on with FPL shows and podcasts this week? Official shows and podcasts? Anything going on?
You're doing the official show this week.
Am I really?
Official podcast, anyway.
Am I doing the official podcast or the show? Podcast.
The podcast.
Yeah.
Doing this
not
week.
Planning any trips to Roxbridge. I don't think this week.
No, I think I'm there the week after.
Yes.
Or you
let's
might.
Say yes.
One of us is there the week after. I think.
Let's say yes.
But yeah, so you're doing the pod this week. I am. There'll be another Scout the Game Week, of course, this week.
Oh yes. Very good.
From FF Scout. And I've got a pundit article out this week. I think it is out on Thursday morning. So
we haven't done a Sam versus Lee on FF Scout for a while.
I think there might be one this week.
This week, Sam versus Lee.
But you can read all about my potential bench boost strategy. In my next pundit
article.
Be nice
to have
this
back. Well, there we go, guys. Thanks for joining us. As ever, we'll be back this time, same time next week, Sunday at 8:30. Until then, leave us a like before you go. If you're new around here, obviously hit that subscribe button and the little notify bell so that you know when we're live next. Well done this game week. Look forward to the next double game week and the one after that. I suspect by the time we see you this time next week, we will know a lot more about how double game week 26 is shaping up. And we will have a lot more for you on picks around that particular, what feels like quite pivotal, double game week in the FPL season. Guys, well done this week, and I'll see you soon. Cheers.
Bye, guys.